Donald Trump vows to restore the sovereign borders of the U.S. by Elizabeth Weibel on June 18, 2024. Former President Donald Trump vowed to restore the sovereign borders of the United States, if elected president in November. During a rally in Racine, Wisconsin, Trump told the crowd that Democrats were wheeling Granny off the cliff in order to ensure that illegal aliens in the U.S. had benefits, adding that the majority of the new jobs being created were going to illegal aliens. "The Democrats are wheeling Granny off the cliff to give benefits to illegal aliens," Trump said. "They're giving the benefits to the illegals. And, you know, a stat that came out the other day is that almost all of the new jobs in this country are going to illegals. They're not going to our people, they're going to illegals." As Breitbart News reported, Trump has accused President Joe Biden of robbing senior citizens in the U.S. of their Social Security and Medicaid benefits by providing mass amnesty to over 500,000 illegal aliens in the country. Biden issued 2 executive amnesties for illegal migrants on Tuesday. Under the first one, roughly 500,000 illegal aliens will be allowed to get green cards as long as they are married to American citizens and have been in the U.S. for at least 10 years. Additionally, roughly 50,000 migrant children who have a parent married to an American citizen will be eligible to apply for a green card. Under the second one, roughly 550,000 illegal migrants who are enrolled in the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals (DACA) program will be provided with work visas. As more and more illegal aliens come across the border and into the U.S., Americans are faced with dealing with a reduction in wages, fewer jobs being available, and an increase in rent and housing costs. Trump continued to point out that this was why the black population and the Hispanic population were voting for him at levels that nobody's ever seen before. "'Cause they're not getting the jobs," Trump added. "In fact, they're losing their jobs. As president, I will fight for American seniors like nobody has ever fought before. And we will not be fighting for the Biden illegals, as I call them. I will fight for American workers, not for human traffickers. I will fight for the American dreamers, not the child smugglers and woman smugglers. And I will restore the sovereign borders of the United States of America, so help me God." Axios/Ipsos polling from April found that Biden's support with the Latino community has gone from 53% when he first entered office to 41%. Trump, on the other hand, gained 8 points, up to 32% of support. And 1in1/Tip poll survey from early May found that Biden was experiencing a 28% decrease in support among black voters, while Trump, who received 12% in 2020, saw a 3-point increase to 15%.